Some advocates are pushing for lawmakers to pay attention to something not always at the forefront: young children. Most under 3 years old have only known life during a pandemic, and babies and toddlers and their caregivers are facing a myriad of challenges when it comes to economic security. And with so much division, it's unclear what Congress will do to help. Miriam Calderon is Chief Policy Officer for the advocacy organization 0-3. She joins us now from Portland, Oregon. Miriam, welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
So, Miriam, we mentioned it's a challenging time. Can you give us a quick overview of how babies and their parents and caregivers are doing specifically on the economic security front?
Sure, absolutely. You know, families are telling us they've been pushed to their breaking point. The economic struggles that are resulting from the pandemic to inflation are very real. They're struggling to find childcare so that they can work and, you know, meet their basic needs. And this is something that we believe we have to do something about, and we're counting on Congress to do something about.
So let's talk about the omnibus spending bill that Congress just passed before Christmas. It had some pockets of money for babies and toddlers and their families. Can you give us the quick sketch of what's in there? And would you say it's favorable to little children?
There were many things and investments and programs that matter and we know make a difference for families and for babies and toddlers. You know, that ranged from like important health and nutrition programs. We were so excited to see, for example, making permanent the option to cover women under the Medicaid program postpartum for 12 months. We saw investments in ensuring more, you know, babies that are served through the Women, Infant, and Children's program. For example, you know, have access to vegetables and fruits through that program. There were important investments in mental health. So great things in there. But we were disappointed as well that we didn't, for example, have significantly more funding for childcare assistance for families. And really critically, we did not see Congress include the enhanced child tax credit, which we know is a policy that goes right at those economic concerns for families.
Right. And that tax credit alone was said to have lifted millions of small children out of poverty. You know, I want to ask you, because right now Congress is divided between Republicans and Democrats. Is there any proposal you think could get bipartisan support that would help children age 0-3?
Sure. I mean, these are policies, all of these policies we believe should have bipartisan support because they are supported by a majority of Americans and families and parents. We know 8 in 10 voters support a comprehensive national paid and family medical leave program. We did some polling right at the end of the year, specifically asking parents of young children about their support for the child tax credit. 85% of parents with young children support the child tax credit. Those are, you know, people who voted for Republicans in the midterms, people who voted for Democrats. So we know these policies enjoy support from a broad set of voters, of families in this country. So we think all of these are doable and they should be the priorities of this new Congress.
And I want to ask you, like many advocates of young children, this work is personal for you. Can you quickly tell me about your own family and how they motivate you to keep going?
Yeah, you know, as a mom of twins, I had my own struggles and being able to find childcare and early learning for my own families. I had to rely a lot on the medical system. As a child of immigrants myself and my own personal story, many of these programs that I fight for were programs that, you know, my family depended on and needed to be able to support my healthy development. So, you know, I know firsthand that these programs make a difference. I know from the work that I've done in communities that these programs are powerful and that public policy can do a lot to lift families into opportunity and can really help us as a country capitalize on what we know are the most important first 3 years for babies and toddlers. When they succeed and families succeed and they're healthy, we all benefit from that as a country.
Miriam Calderon is the Chief Policy Officer for the advocacy organization 0 to 3. Miriam, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for having me.